Aloha and welcome once again to another episode of the Hawaii Vacation Connection. My name is Bruce Fisher. Thanks very much for tuning in. So glad you're here. We got a great podcast for you today for November 2nd, 2010. This is our 419th podcast. I'm going to bring you some Hawaii news. We're going to talk a little bit about just getting into the winter season and also discuss where to stay on Maui. A lot of people are asking that for some reason. So I'm just going to, it's a common question. And so I'm just going to do my figure eight speech again. And also go over packages that have been booked in the last 24 to 48 hours. So if you're planning a trip to Hawaii, that's a good segment for you because you can kind of hear what things are costing for Hawaii because we actually go over pricing. And this podcast is brought to you by us. We're the owners of Hawaii-Aloha.com. We're actually in Hawaii. We're Hawaii's experts. And you can catch us on the web at www.Hawaii-Aloha.com. And just to prove that, we'll take you outside right now to our crater cam. And that is Diamond Head Crater. It's in the background. I know it's kind of hard to see there. It's actually there. And it's a beautiful day in Hawaii. And I have to sneeze. Hold on.
Oh my god.
Excuse me.
Go ahead. Wow. Let me see you sneeze.
Man. Should have turned that off. And we're right here in Hawaii. So if you're planning a trip to Hawaii, remember you can catch us out on Twitter. If you're on the Twitter and you're doing the Twitter and you're in Twitter Lulu, there are many ways to describe it. You can catch me on at Aloha Bruce. Aloha Bruce, one word. And then you can catch us on Facebook, Hawaii Aloha Travel. That's the name of our company, all one word there. You just put everything together.
You know? Hawaii?
Yeah, just go to our website. If you go to our website, you can find all of it there. So you can just, instead of me taking a half hour to tell you all the places we are, mm-hmm. including our iPhone app, I can assure you that we try to be everywhere we can. Mm-hmm. We like to produce a lot of content, and that's what we like to talk about here on the show. We like to talk about stuff that's happening here in Hawaii, mm-hmm. and there is a lot on the table, a lot to talk about. I noticed, first of all, you know, October is here, obviously. It's gone, and now we're into November, and this marks when all of the holiday spirit really starts to roll, and I'm starting to feel it, you know, big time already.
Wherever you go, you see.
And, you know, it's just the weather here, too. Like, the weather cools down a little bit. I mean, we just went through, like, about, like, a week of rain, which is great for us, you know. And it kind of, like, reminds you that there is weather here, you know. Mm-hmm. And we had nice trade winds. And now it's kind of, like, moving into the winter season. And for me, in Hawaii, it's my absolute most favorite time.
It is.
You know, the trade winds are blowing nice. It's cool, a little bit of coolness in the air, but not like cold. Like, we're talking like it's 75 would be a cold day. 75 would be a cold day. Because, you know, I mean, or even like 70 at night if it gets down that cold. 69, you know, starts to get in the... then it gets nipply. It does. Gets, you know, kind of cool. So I love this time of year. So obviously it's a great time to be here. A lot of people are still trying to plan for their last minute, you know, Christmas vacations. I mean, call us. We'll try and do the best we can, but it's not looking good right now for Christmas. Things are getting pretty sold out. What you should be thinking about is like summer, right? It's hard to be sitting here
spring
in winter.
Break.
Yeah, it's spring break, especially spring break. Thank you for reminding me. I mean, if you were to think about when is the time that we really need to start booking and thinking about our Hawaii vacation, absolutely.
Anytime.
Let's start talking April, you know, mm-hmm. March, April. We can do it, and we can help you plan that Hawaii vacation. You know, we're right here. All of our agents are right here, and that's going to make the difference. And, you know, having a cultural experience or having some unique experience really makes the difference when you're planning your Hawaii vacation. And it really got me thinking about that because one of the fun things that we get to do is sometimes we get opportunities to really put an itinerary together, put on a trip for a really special group of people. And we have that opportunity right now. And pretty much we were given a clean slate. You know, Bruce Yaling, if you could come up with the thing that you would do for, you know, these great people, these VIP people, you know, make an itinerary for me. It's kind of like, you know, when a comedian makes you laugh and, you know, that's part of their job is to make you laugh. And then if you ask them, hey, quick, be funny, they don't know the right joke to tell. Well, same thing with being a travel agent, you know, just because you snap, I can't snap my fingers and come up with the magic itinerary. But I do know that I do know how to do things here that nobody else can do. And that's what makes our agency unique. And we, I just want to share with you like an idea that came up just the other day, which the clients absolutely loved. And these are VIP clients. They're coming in from Asia and Germany. There's about 23 of these executives. And one of the things that we thought about doing was taking them out to do a Mahalo Oli, which is actually, it's what I thought of was because one of our agents, Kalei, she's a great paddler. And I was wondering if she could take some of these execs out in outrigger canoes, take them out into like Kailua Bay and like form a circle and do sort of like a prayer, you know? I was just thinking, God, wouldn't that be such a wonderful, unique thing to do? And sure enough, you know, she goes, yeah, of course we can do that. That's a Mahalo Ole, you know, that's basically a prayer. And you're praying to the kapuna and praying to the gods for thank you. You know, it's basically a thank you type of Mahalo, meaning thank you. So we plan this, and we actually have that worked into the itinerary that they're going to be doing this wonderful experience where they're going to actually get to really be true to the Aina, be with some local folks. And to me, that's just the kind of magical thing that can happen. Another thing we're doing is we're arranging for them to be riding polo ponies out on the North Shore. And these aren't just the ponies that, you know, these aren't like going on a regular trail ride, you know, a crummy little trail ride. Because, you know, those horses, they ride those horses 4 or 5 times a day. And you ever been on one of those trail ride horses? You know, you feel like you're not even controlling them. They're controlling you. And you feel like you're just the schmuck on a horse, right? Well, no. Out there, you get to experience real polo ponies. And it's worth it. And now, and so we arranged a whole day for them out there. And they're going to have like an Argentine Hawaiian paniolo, you know, like a Hawaiian cowboy kind of barbecue style thing that we're going to do specially for them. So it got to me to thinking, you know, that these are the kind of tours and these are the kind of things that we would like to make experiences for you as well. And that's why we started out with our first tour that we've been doing, and that's our North Shore tour, which has proven to be a tremendous success because it's a semi-private thing, and we put you in a van with somebody we love and know and trust. And that's the kind of stuff that makes your vacation special, that makes it different. And that's why you need to be speaking with folks like us. And I'm not trying to, or, you know, I mean, we're not the only people that know about Hawaii. There's lots of people that know about Hawaii, but we certainly can help you. Yeah. And that's what we do every day. And we just don't book trips. We understand where to go to book your trip.
We just don't.
You know, we're doing all the homework for you. Because we do it all day long. So we're just going to cut to the chase for you. Mm. Right? What was that, Yelling? Yelling? What did it interject?
Oh, we do the whole package. You have a whole experience.
The whole thing. With the whole enchilada? Can I say that? Is that not a Hawaiian word?
Is it just air?
The whole.
The airfare? No.
The full Monty. The full Monty. That's what we provide. And it's just great. So get involved with us. I forgot where I was going with all this. So anyway, it's just the spirit's here. Now's the time, you know, to really start giving and to get. I'm in the giving mood. I'm giving the giving spirit today. I just am. So we have 3 more of these signed Makana albums. These are instrumentals of the world of Makana. And to win one of these, all you have to do is tell us when, what is the date. And the person closest to the date obviously wins. And the first 3 people to answer, what is the date of the first podcast that we ever produced? This is when the first podcast, this is when it was just me. I think I was the only one on it then. I'm not sure if Yelling was on it. But the first podcast date and time that you can find. So the first 3 people, so you have to do a little research. I don't expect you to know it right now. So, and those are for, this also gives people, yeah, and then it gives people a chance to, you know, get in touch with us in between, because not everybody listens to it live. By the way, if you want to watch the podcast live, we do it around 1 to 3 o'clock Hawaii time. So, hopefully you'll win and you'll get one of these great Makana live albums. There was another thing I wanted to talk about giving away, but I forgot.
Okay. Then we come back later.
Yeah, we'll come back to it later. So that was what I wanted to talk about a little bit about just the whole season. Mm-hmm. And if you're coming here, you're just so lucky that you're coming. Look at it. It's beautiful outside. And just let's take a look once again at the crater cam. This is taking a look from the east side of the island in the Hawaii Kai area. That's a body of water known as Kauapa Pond. And then on the other side of it is the ocean. And then there's that kind of like mountain. You know, we should just zoom in on it. But you know what? Now we're going to do something. We're going to do something really. You know, Yaling's parents came in. They came in from Taiwan. And yeah, they brought, you know, they always bring lovely little gifts and stuff that I love. And, you know, Yaling's parents, they brought, you know, these, I was just showing these, what is this, like a wristband from Taiwan, from native Taiwanese that your sister got. Did your sister get these in Hainan?
In Laiyu.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Beautiful. These are really, really nice. And anyway, we're going to get the spy cam, and we're going to show you Yaling's
so
parents experiencing Hawaii at this very moment. So just as soon as it gets clear, I'm going to... But while we're waiting for that, you know, there's a lot of stuff that I wanted to get to and discuss today. One of the things was that... Hawaii hotel occupancy rate and the room revenues are starting to rise, and they're starting to rise a significant amount this year. And also our hotel occupancy rate as compared to other cities is much higher than in other destinations. But I think that if you factor all of that in, you know, we're looking at almost 70%, you know, over all the islands, you know, between 68% and 78% across the islands. And this is just showing that the RevPAR, and that's the amount of money earned, you know, that's like the actual bread and butter. The RevPAR is up to $115.39. And that's puts it up there with the top 10 destinations in the country for the ability to create revenue from the hotel rooms. So it's something that I always keep reminding us about, because we need to look at that as we get into next year. Will these, you know, we've just enjoyed some of the best, the best years ever as far as hotel room rates and specials. I don't remember a time in doing this where we've seen such great deals. Things like third and fourth and fifth night frees and breakfast packages included, and even some activities in some cases. If you look at some of the things that the Turtle Bay has done, it's just been pretty incredible. There's... Oh, you're back? Are you there?
He woke up.
We were going to show you her parents. Her dad was sleeping like a baby.
I know.
But anyway, it's just, you know, we're seeing that, and so I think it's important to keep an eye on this, and because we're wondering, you know, when are those room rates going to start to go up? We're still seeing some great deals. So that's why the advanced bookings is always a good thing, and that's why I mentioned that and wanted to mention that out a little bit. Also, in this month, you know, everybody is starting now to talk about whale season.
Yes.
And Hawaii Magazine, which is one of the magazines I really think is probably this magazine for Hawaii Magazine, I think is one of the best magazines. I love the writers there. They do a great job. They go into good detail. And they always come up with timely stuff that you need to know. So it's just a good magazine.
Coming.
Yeah. And one thing they're talking about, of course, is they do a great piece on, it's the Land Lover's Guide to Whale Watching. And they give you some of the main places that you can be on land and watch the whales breaching. One is in Kauai, you know, the Kilauea Lighthouse,
uh-huh,
where the bird sanctuary is.
Mm-hmm.
That's a beautiful place. You can actually see them breaching from there,
mm-hmm,
you know, if you're standing there. Another one is that they recommend is Makapu'u Point. It's out where we live, out on the east side. And up there on Makapu'u Point, you go all the way up.
Yeah.
You can see them very often breaching.
And actually, I think, you know, in her house, also can see the whale watching.
Whose house?
Ashley.
Ashley can see them from her house. How about that? Imagine being living in a place where you can see whales breaching in your backyard. I mean, that's so amazing.
Yeah.
On the Big Island, there's Lapakahai Park.
Mm-hmm.
And that, they say, that's on the northwestern shore.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure where that is.
Okay.
But apparently there's a huge bluff that you can sit out on and watch whales
nice.
Breach. But imagine, you know, being able to do that while you're on vacation, just walk outside. And, you know, a lot of the hotels that we have on Maui, the condos that are very affordable, like the Royal Kahana, you will see them breaching right from your balcony, just sitting there having coffee. And they even have Molokai, the Haleo Lono Harbor is a great place apparently in Molokai, and in Maui, Pu'uloe, which is really nice. That's where they have the highest concentration of humpback whales. And that's just south of Wailea, near Makena Beach.
Yes.
So if that's easy to find, actually.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you want to take a look at Hawaii Magazine. That's a really good magazine. I like it a lot. And it's hard for me to give an endorsement because, you know, it's hard. But they go into some really nice detail. I mean, even from, they're talking about, you know, a burger joint. A guy that, you know, was a famous chef that now just sells burgers. It's kind of like that guy that does the hot dogs. You know, Hank's Hot Dogs?
Hank's Hot Dogs.
We have some really interesting, yeah.
Chicago.
Yeah, we have some very, you name it, we have it. From Puka Dogs to Hank's Hot Dogs, H-A-U-T, G-H-T or something, Hank's Hot Dogs. Anyway, hopefully that helps you out. Wow, it was crazy here for Halloween. I mean, I'm hearing people's stories. Mm-hmm. I think Waikiki is almost getting as crazy as Lahaina now. Really. People, the stuff I'm hearing about what goes on, because not only do we have Lahaina, not only do we have, you know, all the whole stretch of Kalakaua Avenue and Kuhio, just those, both of those streets, the main drags, there's in Chinatown, all of what's happening in Chinatown, and that has been just crazy.
Wow.
So, anywho.
Maybe next time we should have a Halloween party.
Yeah, we should probably have a Halloween party next time. And hopefully that helps you out. Looks like I, by mistake. Yeah, so that's going to wrap it up. That's going to do it for this edition of the Hawaii Vacation Connection. Don't forget, on Fridays, we answer questions and comments from listeners. I have a couple already, but I could use a couple of more. So if you have a question, a comment, you're working on an itinerary, you want some help, advice, just get in touch with me. Just email me, bruce@hawaii-aloha.com or podcast@hawaii-aloha.com. And I'd love to answer your question. I really do appreciate the comments because, you know, I know there's a lot of you listen. I mean, I have the numbers that show that. I know there's a lot of people that download it, but you know what? When at the end of the day, I don't hear from you guys as much. I know guys, they have the same kind of podcast and stuff that they're always getting listeners contacting them, calling them. What am I, chopped liver here? You know, I mean, and I always remember in real broadcasting, you're never supposed to complain about stuff like that. Because then people don't respond. But I don't know. Please get in touch with me. Let me know what's on your mind. Yeah. And that's going to wrap it up. For my beautiful wife, Yaling, myself, Bruce, and all of us here at Hawaii Aloha Travel, hawaii-aloha.com, we're going to say mahalo, aloha, and mahalo.
Go vote!
And vote. Yeah, don't forget to vote. Don't forget to vote.